Much as you blame yourself, you can't be blamed for the way that you feel. Had no example of a love that was even remotely real. How can you understand something that you never had? Oh, baby, if you let me, I can help you out with all of that. Girl, let me love you, and I will love you until you learn to love yourself. Girl, let me love you, I know your trouble, don't be afraid. Girl, let me help. Girl, let me love you, and I will love you until you learn to love yourself. Girl, let me love you, a heart of darkness that's brought to life.
Thank you. the fire, we are the temple, you are the voice, we are your song, you are our God, we are your people, you are the light, we stand in awe.
All right, y'all. Good morning. Good morning. So I would like to, before we get started with the devotion, go ahead and share I will share the devotion, and then I will come back with a prayer that I found that is basically titled, A Prayer for When You Don't Know What to Do. But I'll come back to that after the announcements. Today's devotion is called You're Ready. Have you ever been worried that you weren't ready for something you had to do? Philippians 4:13 promises that Christ will empower you for every situation you face. This means that he'll make you ready for anything and give you what you need for every challenge by infusing you with inner strength. God will never put you in a situation to do something without giving you the grace and the ability to do it. So don't stress. You can trust him to equip you with exactly what you need every day. Relax and enjoy your life, because God will strengthen, complete, perfect, and make you what you ought to be, and equip you with everything good that you may carry out his will, while he himself works in you and accomplishes that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. The prayer starter for this is, Father, please help me to trust you a little more today than I did yesterday. I know you love me and want to help me. Thank you for giving me exactly what I need to deal with every situation I face today. In Jesus' name, amen. So whether we think we're ready or not, you know, God says that we're ready. And sometimes we need that push, because we may not believe that what God is saying is true. We may be doubting that we're ready. You know, a lot of times, like for instance, when people are trying to start a business, they don't think that they're ready because they may not have the money. They may not have the resources. They may not have enough people, they feel like, to start their business. They may say, oh, I don't have any employees. I can't pay anyone. I don't know if it'll work out. I don't know how to do it. There are so many reasons why people don't go after what they really want in life. And it can only be because of fear. We literally let fear keep us from living our best lives sometimes. That shouldn't be so, but sometimes that is how that happens. So the next time that you feel you don't know what to do, the prayer that I have, I'm actually going to go ahead and read it. It's on my heart to go ahead and read it. I do have a lot to share with y'all for today. So, a prayer for when you don't know what to do. This is coming from Psalms 119 and 105. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. One of the first final steps toward making a tough decision is to seek God in prayer. Perhaps you are in the midst of a difficult situation right now. A difficult decision right now. If so, this prayer is for you. Father in heaven, I come before you today with my mind swirling with different thoughts and feelings. I have had a hard decision to make and I just don't know what to do. I feel helpless and confused. I'm worried about the consequences to my decision. I worry about the impact my decision will have not only on myself but on others as well. To be honest, I fear making the wrong decision. Your word tells me that if I seek after wisdom, you will provide it. So I am seeking you, the source and fountain of wisdom. You've written everything you want me to know in the pages of your book, the Bible. I pray that as I read your word, it would shape my wants and desires and longings. I pray that it will impress on me what matters most to you. I pray that as I consider the decision before me, that I would remember what your word teaches me about your sovereignty and control over all things. You know this problem before me. You know how it turns out. That's because you are the Alpha and the Omega. You know the end from the beginning. Nothing happens apart from your will and plan. Not only are you sovereign, but you are good. All your plans are holy, righteous, and good. I can trust that you know what is best for me when I move forward with this decision. I know that it is your will and that you will use it for my good and your glory. Forgive me for getting caught up in wanting to know the future and how everything turns out. Forgive me for treating you like a magic eight ball. Forgive me for fearing the future and for waiting around in the hopes that the answer will be written on the wall. Help me to rest and trust in who you are. Help me to look to Jesus, knowing that if you gave of your own son to save me from sin, how will you not also be with me in all the challenges and decisions of my life? There is nothing and no one can do to separate me from you. I have nothing to fear. You are my rock, my savior, and my deliverer. Be with me as I move forward in this time of confusion and difficulty. Above all, may your will be done on earth and in my life as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, we all pray. Amen. Isn't that, y'all, that is such a good prayer to me, because sometimes I feel like I be repeating myself. But, you know, it's your relationship with God. It really doesn't matter. He just wants the time. But this was actually found. I get it. I have them sent to me every day. And I honestly, since I usually have Joyce Meyer and the Bible app and I do devotions in it, I don't read this one. So the other day I ran across it, and Monday is the day that I ran across it, actually, June 1st. And that is what I talked about on June 1st. So I feel like the Lord wanted it to be mentioned again, because there are so many people right now that don't know what to pray for. They don't know what to do. They don't know what decisions to make. They're lost. They're confused. Confusion is not God, though. God is not the author of confusion. So I have to remind myself that if I feel confused about something, I have felt confused plenty of times, being transparent. But when you feel confused, it's best just to ask God what to do. And I kid you not, he'll lead you in the right direction. Happens every time. It happens. Even when you may not think it's going to happen, in that moment, it happens. You may come up to that moment and say, okay, now I still don't know what to do. But as that other person is talking, or as the situation is unfolding, we then know. We then know what God is trying to tell us. I'm going to bounce over to the announcements. After that, I will have travel tips with Andrea, and then I will share today's positive word, quote, and scripture. And of course, have some more music, and then I'll come back to the rest of the inspiration that I have for y'all today. So y'all stay tuned for that. I'll be right back.
Now you have a chance to support both Savannah Independent Artists and WRUU during this shelter-in-place order to stop the spread of COVID-19. Creatives in Need is a group of independent artists hosted by the Roots Up Gallery, which is collaborating with WRUU during this shelter-in-place to offer an online art gallery at www.rootsupgallery.com. For every work of art sold at this online gallery, the artists receive 80% from the sales, and 20% goes to WRUU and its programs like Art on the Air. Interested listeners can go to www.rootsupgallery.com to start shopping today.
WRUU 107.5 FM is a new and different listener-supported and all-volunteer community radio station for Savannah. Our diverse broadcast and web programming is supported by generous listeners who value our passion and spunk. We are independent of other media and receive no government or large corporate support. People like you are the largest and most important source of our funding. Go to WRUU.org to find out how you can make a one-time or monthly
Senior Citizens Incorporated is looking for volunteer Meals on Wheels drivers. A few hours each week will connect some of our area's most vulnerable residents with nutritious food and a regular knock on the door. For more information, contact Laura at 912-964-5411.
Family Promise of Effingham County, an organization that provides a place to stay for homeless families, is conducting Adopt-A-Room Fundraiser. This Adopt-A-Room Fundraiser is seeking people who would like to donate to upgrade a room at the Family Promise House. For more information on this fundraiser, visit www.effinghamfamilypromise.org or call 912-519-0567. If you are just tuning in, I'm Jessica Williams, and this is my show, Zeal Real, where we help ourselves to form positive thoughts to eliminate negative thinking, mixing some jazz, gospel, and R&B in between on WRUU 107.5. All right, y'all, it is time for the Travel Tips with Andrea.
Morning, Radio Land. I would like to share with you a scripture from John 16:33. I usually share travel tips with you, but in light of what we're going through in this nation and in the world, I wanted to share a scripture with you that brings comfort to me and hopefully will bring comfort to you. In the natural, travel will look quite different in 2020 and going forward, but I want to share just a nugget with you concerning what we face as we travel through life. I'm going to focus on the B part of verse 33, but I will read the verse in its entirety. John 16:33 reads, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." My prayer is that we as a nation will not only heal, but that we will have peace and that we will have unity. We're going to face tribulation, and me, ye might have peace. In the world, ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. My prayer is that we as a nation will not only heal, but that we will have peace and that we will have unity. We're going to face tribulation, and we have faced tribulation after tribulation, once a pandemic, and now another type of pandemic, the ugly pandemic of racism. As we journey through life, let our prayer be one of peace, one of unity, and above all things, love.
All right, y'all. That was Travel Tips with Andrea. You can find her on her Instagram, Travels with Andrea Pegler. She is on there. She does have her own book. She is a writer, a global adventurer, and world traveler. She is the author of Air Travel Guide for the Newbie, the Rusty, and Those Less Traveled. And she has the books in paperback and ebooks, and you can find the books on Amazon. But her Instagram, again, is Travels with Andrea. All right, so it is time for the positive word of the day. Today's positive word is acceptance. One of my dear friends recommended this word. I really believe that I was thinking about doing this word the other day. And if this is the word, this is definitely what God wanted. The definition of acceptance is the action of consenting to receive or undertake something offered. So a lot of times, you know, we don't know what to accept in life because that comes with confusion. But when you talk to God, you are accepting. You welcome in what he is giving you. Regardless to what is going on, you say, okay, I will accept what is given me and I'm going to push through. I'm going to make it happen. Let's get to work. It's going to work out. So, with acceptance, of course, it brought me one of my favorite scriptures. It was the first scripture I actually learned besides probably, yeah, no, I think this was the very first one that I learned. And this is one that I say, boy, I say it for everything because it covers so much. And that is Psalms 42. Psalms 42 reads, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Accept is in that. God grant me the serenity. Give me peace, Lord, to accept the things I can't change. I mean, who wants, if you can't change it, why live in doubt, fear? That is so uncomfortable. For anyone that has been trying to change, I'm pretty sure when you have those moments of doubt and fear, you want to get rid of it even quicker than you have before because you know that you were on a new journey. You know that your mind is the devil's playground. My mama used to say that sometimes when I was growing up, and I definitely didn't put it into perspective like I do now. But you know that confusion, doubt, fear, all of that, depression, all of that is the work of the enemy. And he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And right now, during this time, not only do we have a pandemic going on, but we also have racial injustice. There's so much going on, even outside of those two major things. So with that being said, it's enough going on in this world that this is the time to pray. This is the time to give it to God. This is the time to say, okay, I can't change it, but Lord, help me. Help me to keep going. Help me to figure out what to do. Give me peace while I figure out how to do it. This is the time that we should bring our family together and pray. I mentioned this probably more than two or three times during when the pandemic first started. But a family that prays together stays together. And as a child, I really didn't, I prayed, you know, but my heart did not feel it the way that it does now. So if you were one of those, you know, as a child or even as you got older, you may not understand prayer. You may not know how to pray, whatever. Even if you just get down on your knees and talk to God, it doesn't have to be worded the way the one that I shared with you earlier. It doesn't have to be worded that way. You're just coming to God and you're casting your cares to him. You're giving him the desires of your heart. You're letting the enemy know that I know you're placing these thoughts in my mind. I have to remind myself day by day, God would not have you thinking this way. And that's what we have to get to a point of. I'm not perfect. I won't sit up here and say that I don't have moments, but it's about stepping in and saying, nope, God wouldn't give me that thought. God wouldn't give me that, so that's not mine. Devil, you can have that. Enemy, you can have that. Whatever you would like to call the negative force, tell him he can have it. You know, the devil listens just like God listens. He listens. That's why we should be mindful of what we say. If you say something that may didn't come across the way you wanted it to, correct yourself. Because he's listening just like God is. And whether we do what we're supposed to do or not, whether we pray and take on the full armor of God, the devil's going to do his job anyway. And my mama had to remind me of that so much as I started to transform my mind, renew my mind. She had to remind me of that. That the mind is the devil's playground. So the next time you get a negative thought, because they come. We need to learn to, if a negative thought comes, we just need to go ahead, push it out, and bring in another one. I don't know how much I can stress that, but it's important. It's important that we get rid of those thoughts. Now, once it comes, you can try all you want to say, oh, I don't want to have that thought anymore, or whatever. But I would just focus on being affirming to yourself. I would just focus on the positive of it. I've had to change the way I've said things. Change is good, y'all. We need change right now. We need change. We need peace. Everybody should be praying for peace. Peace and love. If you don't know what to do as far as anything that's going on in the world right now, the least you could do is pray. And that is the most. Honestly, protesting goes a long way. But some people aren't comfortable. They have children. There are different reasons why they're not able to do so. But the most, prayer. Prayer changes things. Prayer makes the devil flee. He has no room. You ever noticed when perhaps you were in a very good mood, someone came along, maybe tried to take you down, maybe not even intentionally, may have been unintentionally, but they said something to trigger something out of you that you had never even brought towards them or hadn't brought out in a while. And just imagine yourself praying to yourself of God, of how to handle this situation. I won't lie to you. It's been plenty of times I've said, Lord, help me. And I won't lie to you. I have stepped above God. I have not intentionally, I have taken matters into my own hands. And that is not the way to handle things, because if you pray, you let God handle it. So going back to the scenario, if you, you know, were having a great day and you respond to them out of a way that you had never before or hadn't done in a while, and you start beating yourself up about it, don't know why you did it, how it came across like that. You don't know how you may have gotten out of control, but it happened. Instead of beating yourself up and saying, oh man, you're a failure, or you could have done better, or no, just say, okay, Lord, I didn't do too well with that test. That might have been a test. I didn't do too well with it, but help me to do well with the next one. anything can be turned into a positive. A negative can always be turned into a positive. But two positives cannot bring a negative. Ever. Even in math, it doesn't work that way. Isn't that something? It doesn't work that way. So, we should take the time to pray for our nation, our families, people around us, the cities that we are living in. It's serious. And this is time that we should all call on the Lord. Even if you've never called him before, even if you feel like you're not worthy, because I feel like someone may be thinking that they're not worthy, that God won't hear them out. Well, that's the beauty in God. He's not like people. He's not like man. He is perfect. He is our Prince of Peace. So know that he will give you a chance. But he will not invade your privacy. He will wait for you to come to him. But y'all, this is the time to work on our faith, to work on our beliefs. Know that this too shall pass. It will get better. It will get better. Because this too shall pass. It has to pass. Everything negative has to go away. It has to be replaced with some sunshine. The rain, after the rain, sunshine comes out. So let's remember that. Let's remember that. After this, there will be sunshine. And I pray that the protests will be heard. The prayers will be answered. But just keep believing. Keep believing in your heart. And know that Jesus Christ will make a way. He will make a way out of no way. And y'all, I didn't realize I had talked to the last 8 minutes. So I would like to come back to Hezekiah Walker, Clean Inside. I really like this song because God wants us to know that he will make us clean inside. But I'll be back after this to share one more thing with you before I go. All right, y'all. So before I go, I would just like to share how sometimes we can give others too much credit. We don't give God enough credit. We give people too much credit sometimes. Sometimes we give people too much credit to the point where we'll believe what a person says before we believe what God says. We'll pray and not even believe in our prayer. There isn't one person in this world that won't disappoint you, that won't ever make you feel some kind of way. It's just human nature. It doesn't matter how much they love you. As human beings, we don't have the capability to not ever hurt or disappoint someone. It's impossible. We're not perfect. When you constantly expect things from people, it makes it where you do hurt yourself. It causes pain because you're expecting something so good from that person, and when they don't and they disappoint you and bring you something that you weren't expecting, it's like, well, wait a minute. You think you know them? People change every day. We have high expectations for people sometimes, and we put too much trust in people. The only person that we should put our trust in that much is God. It's Jesus. When we trust God, He works everything out for our good. So I just want y'all to take that with you today. Don't put too much in man's hands, but put it in God's hands. And know that He will see you through. If anyone wants to share anything for Words of Wisdom Wednesday, next Wednesday, just let me know. You can email me at zealreal20@gmail.com and we can get the positivity flowing. All right, it's about that time. I love y'all so much. I'm Jessica Williams, and this is WRUU LP Savannah, Georgia, 107.5. WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul. I love y'all. Until tomorrow, have a great day. Peace.